crazy what the guy did with the aftermarket firmware. It's insane. For I picked that radio up for under $50 Canadian, but the firmware for the H3, not the H3 Plus, is crazy. The aftermarket. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it's so tiny. It does everything. I like the interface with the you can program it to your phone. That's the 9, right? That you can do that with.
You could program the 3, the 3 Plus, and the 9 using OD Master Android software, and you can also, for example, you know what? You know that app Zello. If any of you guys are familiar with it, you can also do that through your radio, if that makes any sense.
The first one, but no, I don't. Mark, do you know anything about that?
You guys are all speaking Greek to me. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Sorry. Oh, thanks. That's good to know. I'll keep you in mind if I bump into problems. Like, every radio's got some glitch. But yeah, there's some good, I think there's a WhatsApp group that TID Radio has, and I monitor that.
Oh, good. I just joined that group like less than 15 minutes ago. I didn't know because I sent him an email, and then I did some reading, and we have a group, and it's like, yeah, okay, I'll go on there. I'm not a fan of WhatsApp for various reasons, but apparently a lot of people are using it for a lot of stuff.
Oh, man, yeah, there's like, and I just had to download Signal because everybody's like, oh, do you got a Signal account? No, I don't have a Signal. Or, you know, that's how it was with WhatsApp. Well, hey, we started a WhatsApp group. What's WhatsApp? I'm like, oh, my God, I got all these little groups. They go across the border, they're going to think I'm some sort of secret agent.
No, it's crazy. I mean, there's people that use Viber, WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram. What's the other one that's, it used to be called Skype, now it's called Teams. Like, there's so many, it's crazy. And the thing is, for example, Europe is huge on Viber, and I have a lot of, you know, family, cousins and stuff, and they use Viber. And, you know, over time, these apps grow into, like, using, you know, taking up 2 gigs of space on your phone, which, you know, adds up. So I kind of, every so often, just uninstall them and reinstall them.
That's actually a good tactic, and I didn't realize that either until I switched phones and saw how much my messages were using. I was like, whoa, gotta be more attentive to that. That's a good call.
Hey, guys, I'm going to step away from the radio for a moment. My glass is empty. I need a refill. I'll be back in a moment. VA7XM.
Okay, VA7XM, VA7HCP. And, yeah, Johnny, what I do is I usually, every 3 or 4 months, back up my whole phone onto a hard drive, like photos and documents and all that stuff. And, yeah, because you don't want to lose all the stuff, just for safety.
That's a good idea.
And I do not believe in the cloud either.
Me too. Oh, my God, what a money grab and just junk. Yeah, whatever. No, you keep that. Turn that off.
Anyways, I'll stand down and you guys can continue on. I'll work on my H9. Sorry, V7HCP.
V7HCP, Victor Kosovan Uniform. Mike, yeah. No, that's good to know that you have the radio, so I can reach out to you if I need help. Awesome. Good stuff. Another fellow TID buddy. See you on the TID group on WhatsApp. All right. 7-3. I'm going to go back to watching TV here.
step away and it goes quiet. But I'm back. VA7XM.
Yeah, Roger, I'm just monitoring. I was just stepping in to talk about the TID radio. I'm just watching TV here. And you went for a dart. Don't be giving us this. You went to refill your drink nonsense.
Oh, no. I can have a dart while I'm talking on the radio. My shack is my garage. It's my domain. It's where I live. I can have my cigarette here. But I had an empty glass, which is just, well, not acceptable.
Roger.
So, Harry, where are you located these days?
Oh, Kits. I was in Langley for 15 years. I lived out in Langley on a little acreage where I boarded my horse for quite a while. I rode, like, every day. I had my own horse and been back in Vancouver for at least 8 years, maybe 10 years. But right now I'm in Vancouver in Kits.
Well, that would explain why I can't hear you on the input. But you're sure hitting the repeater fine.
Sorry, what was that?
I said that would explain why I can't hear you on the input. But you are hitting the repeater just fine.
Yeah, I can't push too much power because I need to get the coax changed, and I'm using the original X50 diamond that I had from 1990. You could literally see through the fiberglass. It's that bleached, if you understand how fiberglass works.
Well, I do. I resurrected a Shakespeare Big Stick 3. Yes, I'm dating myself, and it had been sitting dormant for 20 or 25 years, and if you picked it up without gloves on, well, you would regret it. The fiberglass just beat the hell out of your hands. So a little bit of paint, a little bit of work, a little bit of reseal, I've got that thing up and got it dialed up for 20 and 40. It's doing okay, but I am... looking forward to get my wire up.
Yeah, actually, I had to undo the Allen key set screws on the bottom and take out the whole assembly once about 10 years ago because the little, you know, there's a little mica capacitor on the bottom. It actually came unsoldered and... yeah, my radio wasn't working. I go, that's weird, odd. So, I soldered it back and it works. But it's a durable antenna. It's gone through you know what, and it still works great.
Well, I'm talking to you on a Comet right now, the mighty CX333, and Johnny's just grinning right now because he's got one on order. He can't wait to get it. I've already got it, so, you know, flex. But, that old Shakespeare, man, I tell you, that thing just takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Wow. Is that 333 a tri-bander?
Yes, sir. Works beautifully. 2 meter, 1.25, and 70 centimeters.
Oh, okay. I was actually thinking of getting a 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and 6 meter tri-band vertical because I have the 891 that does HF and 6. I was actually thinking of getting that tri-bander.
I'd think about that because you're not getting enough. I don't think you're getting enough antenna for 6 meters there. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to take down my Big Stick 3 and I'm going to put up a diamond 10-meter, 6-meter dual bander along with the NFED half wave, which supposedly will cover 10 meters as well. But with the Diamond dual bander, the 10 meter, 6 meter, you've got a broader frequency range that it'll cover with an acceptable SWR. And whereas when you go into those tri-banders that bring 6 meters into the fold, you get very narrow on your frequency range. And in my opinion, the 6 meter part of it suffers.
Okay. That might be an interesting avenue to follow too then.
Yeah, to visualize, the, like Comet doesn't make one. If they did, I would buy it from Comet because I'm a huge Comet fan. But Diamond makes one. And the to visualize the 10 and 6 dual band from Diamond, it's about the size of an 11-meter 5/8 wave antenna.
Yeah, not bad. I like the 5/8. I actually have one, a Radio Shack 5/8 wave. Not getting rid of it. It's an old classic.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the old realistic line and the Archer line. Those 5/8 waves and half-wave antennas that they put out were amazing for what they, you know, for that band and for the time. They worked fantastic. I had the Radio Shack Archer 3-element Yagi. And it performed with, I put it up against anybody else with a three element beam. They performed well. The rotors, although on, you know, you wouldn't think it, but I used one of their rotors to turn a Moonraker 4, and it just took a licking and kept on ticking. I mean, they were fantastic. I think it was Johnny I was mentioning to earlier. Maybe it wasn't. I pulled out, no, it was James I was talking to, TG. I pulled out my ancient TRC-449. It's getting close to being 50 years old. 11-meter sideband radio, and I fired it up, and it's, yeah, there's clearly some capacitors that need to be replaced and some work that needs to be done. But it worked. It was only putting out about 2 watts on AM. But it still works.
That's crazy. Speaking of that, yeah, I believe also Radio Shack put out a .64 too. I'm thinking vaguely now here, a .64.
Exactly correct, and that's what Ron HKR used to run was a .64. And there was actually quite a noticeable difference when he changed from the 5/8 to the .64. It was significantly better.
Wow, interesting. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I ran one of their 5/8 waves for a long time before I switched over to their Yagis. And it was funny, you know, I mean, I think we all remember when Radio Shack shut down and Circuit City took over, and there was a Circuit City in Ladner, and they weren't supposed to sell any of the old Radio Shack inventory that they had. You know, they were all supposed to send it all back to, to the depot or whatever it was, and I was in the back in the one in Ladner. I recognized a part number, and it was a 3-element beam, the Radio Shack Archer 3-element beam, for $49.99. So I bought it, and I had that for a while. Again, it did the job.
$10,000 question. Is Radio Shack still in existence as an entity, even on paper only? Excuse me. Is it still around?
Boy, that's a long answer. From the previous incarnation when it was last owned by Tandy, There is one Radio Shack dealer in Canada. It's in Campbell River on Vancouver Island.